Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding in Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. And Mirtz Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. We are continuing to learn Hilchos Shabbos. We pick up today on Kuf Amid Beis with a brand new Simon Shin Zion, Dinei Shabbos HaTluyim B'dibor, the Halachas of Shabbos that involve speech, Uboi Chaf Beis Se'ifim, and here we have 22 Se'ifim. Our learning today should be Oschus for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanesunim Bar Tzara Ubashivya, Ha'imdim Bein Bayom Ubein Bayabasha, Hamokim Yerachem Aleihem, V'yaitziem Yitzara Lirvacha, Me'afelo Le'oiro, Mishiba Le'gu'ula, Hashto Bagolo, V'zman Kariv V'nimar Amein. Our learning should be Oschus Refu Shalema for Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fradel, Yitzchak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, and Rivka Bas Shara Leah. But they, Bashir Aleya, they should have a Refu Shalema Besek Shar Chayli Yisrael. Our learning should also be a S'chus for Yonasan ben Michal and Yoel ben Michal. The Rabbeinu Shalom should watch over them together with all of our other brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way. B'chol Makim Shehem. So, in Simon Shin Vav, we began a lengthy discussion of the words in the Pasuk in Yeshaya that speak about Shabbos, im tashiv mi Shabbos raglecha, the Navi says, if you will restrain your feet on Shabbos, and you won't take care of things to pursue your own weekday type of pursuits, mim tzoy cheftzecha, from pursuing your own needs, and your own desires, and your own pursuits, vedaber dover, and speaking. So then, the Pasuk in Yeshaya gives us tremendous bracha, Oz tisanag al Hashem, then you'll be zeicha to be misaneg. You'll delight with the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Arkiveu al Bama Seyaretz. The Rabbeinu Shalom will make you ride up on high, etc., etc. So in this Simon Shin Zion, we're going to be discussing the halachas of daber davar. We're also going to be speaking about nimtzeh cheftzecha as well, even though we largely already discussed the Yisurim of Mimtzai Cheftzecha in Shin Vav, but Mimtzai Cheftzecha is going to come into play here in Shin Zayin as well. The critical thing for us to remember is that these two Yisurim, Mimtzai Cheftzecha V'Daber Davar, Pashtus, these are Yisurei Derabanan, even though there are those who say not, there are those that suggest that it might be linked to a Mitzvah Sei Daraisa. Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, seems to take the position that these are Isurei Derabanan, and the Isurim involve even doing things where what you're doing is not an Isur. So, for example, we learned in Simon Shin Vav, you're not allowed to walk to the edge of the Tchum so that you should be well-positioned on Motzei Shabbos in order to be able to step outside of the Tchum right away and hire workers. Walking to the edge of the Tchum is not any kind of Isser Malacha, but it doesn't matter. Since that walking is an activity that you are involving yourself in to further your own weekday pursuits, that's a violation of Mimtzai Cheftzecha. So too, when it comes to Daber Davar, all you're going to be doing is speaking. But since you're speaking about things that are not appropriate to Shabbos, you're speaking about things that involve Yisurei Malacha, so it becomes an Isser of Vidaber Dover. So let's jump right in. Let's see what the Mechaber says here, Sif Aleph. Vidaber Dover. The Pasuk says that on Shabbos, this is a problem. Vidaber Dover. You have to restrain yourself from certain types of speech, says the Mechaber. This means, Shelo yehe diburcha shel Shabbos ke diburcha shel chol. Your speech on Shabbos should not be the same as your speech during the week. Hilkach, therefore, says the Mechaber, Asur loymar, you are prohibited to say, Dover pliny e'esel l'machar, I will do such and such tomorrow. Or, Sechayra plinis ekne l'machar, I'm going to buy the following types of merchandise tomorrow. Let's take a look here in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Mishnah Berurah is cut in aleph. What does this mean? E'esel l'machar. You're not allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm going to do X tomorrow on Sunday or on Motzei Shabbos after Shabbos is over. Explains to Chafetz Chaim, Vedavka imhu davar she'asar la'asoy soy b'Shabbos. We're speaking about over here things that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So a very common example of this would be, you're not allowed to say on Shabbos, oh, tonight after Shabbos, I'm going to go drive to this and this place. No, you're not allowed to drive on Shabbos. If you're not allowed to drive on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say on Shabbos that after Shabbos, I'm going to drive to this and this place. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Va'afiluim hurakis adarabanan. You're not even allowed to say on Shabbos that after Shabbos you're going to do something that's aser midarabanan. Yesha kasva, there are those that write, says the Mishnah Berurah, da'afilu dvar mitzvah, that this even applies to a dvar mitzvah. Kigoin, for example, kisivas sefer Torah, the writing of a sefer Torah, ukahai gavna, or anything similar, asur loymar, eselamachar. You're not allowed to say, I'm going to do it tomorrow. So on Shabbos, you meet a friend of yours in shul on Shabbos, and you know that you're going to be involved in a hachnasa sefer Torah on Sunday. You can't tell your friend on Shabbos, oh, tomorrow I'm going to go write my letter in the sefer Torah. No, you're not allowed to do that, because you're discussing an iser malacha. Ksiva is an iser daraisa. Depending on what you write, it could definitely be an iser daraisa. Might be an iser drabanan, depending on how much you're writing, etc., etc. So, but it's definitely something that's usher on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to say on Shabbos, I'm going to write tomorrow, even if the writing is writing in a sefer Torah, which is a dvar mitzvah. Aval, however, says to Mishnah Berurah, El Yerabba, V'chein B'maimah Mardechai, U'Birka Yosef, Cholkam Aleihem. The El Yerabba, the Maimah Mardechai, the Birka Yosef, they take issue with this, V'soivrim, and they hold, the Chol L'Dvar Mitzvah Shari, that if what you're talking about is a malacha, but it's something that's for a Dvar Mitzvah, like writing in the Sefer Torah, that would be mutter. And based on what we learned in Shin Vav, we could understand why it would be mutter. Because the Pasuk says, Mimtzoi Cheftzecha, from pursuing your own pursuits. And we learned in Shin Vav that that comes to exclude Cheftzei Shamayim, things that a Dvar Mitzvah are not included in Mimtzei Cheftzei Chavadar B'davar. However, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, Mikamakim, nevertheless, Nochayn L'chatchila L'hachmir, L'chatchila we should be machmir, not even to discuss Malacha that's being done for a Dvar Mitzvah on Shabbos. If there's no necessity to talk about it on Shabbos. So when it comes to writing in a Sefer Torah, maybe there's a reason why you have to discuss it on Shabbos. Maybe there's planning that has to be done. So all right, if there's a need to discuss it on Shabbos, so it's Cheftzei Shamayim, it's not included in Dabar Dovar, that it would be okay. But if there's absolutely no need to discuss it on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, L'chatchila, we should be machmir, and we should not speak about such things on Shabbos. Ayin b'tei sefer Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on Kof Aleph Amud Aleph. V'mis yari shi yisrashel b'dover. Let's say somebody wants to do a dvar mitzvah, but he's afraid that he might not end up doing it. His desire to do it, his motivation to do it might become weak. So he's afraid shi yisrashel b'dover, that he's going to become weak. He's going to become lazy in doing that thing. So then, oz l'kuli al-mashari l'zeruzei navshe, then everybody would agree that you're allowed to talk about doing it on Shabbos, because that will make you actually do it. Why? Da'amir l'gavaya hevikin neder, because we have a tesis in Masechta Shabbos that says, amir l'gavaya, when you say that you're going to do something, l'gavaya, for Shamayim, in other words, a dvar mitzvah, that's a shtickel like a neder. So an example of this would be, let's say somebody's motivated to give tzedakah. Somebody wants to say, oh, I'm going to give, you know, tzedakah. But he's afraid that maybe he's not really going to do it. Well, then you're allowed to speak about it on Shabbos. Now, the truth is that that's not a great example, because I'm just remembering, we learned in Shin Vav, it's a halacha mefureshes, that you're allowed to be poisek tzedakah on Shabbos. So that anyway, we said that you're allowed to do. So this would be something for a mitzvah. Let's say, trying to think of a good example. Somebody wants, says that he's going to do a mitzvah. Let's say somebody says, I don't know, I'm not coming up with a good example right now. Somebody says, I'm going to call the cipher. I'm going to have the mezuzahs in my house checked. It's time for me to check my mezuzahs. And he's afraid that, you know, he keeps something that he knows he has to do and he keeps pushing it off. So it's a dvar mitzvah. So he could speak about it on Shabbos to call the cipher and arrange it with the cipher, because that will make sure that he'll end up doing it. I don't know if that's the best example in the world, but that would at least be an example. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah. The rest of this Mishnah Berurah, Ice Cotton Aleph, is very, very tricky, and it's a little detailed, so you got to follow carefully over here, where the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us different cases that involve both Mimtzoi Chetzecha and Daber Dover. Now, you have a few different examples over here. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Aser la'akev ha'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to detain an Eino Yehudi on Shabbos b'shvil ha'choiv, because he owes somebody money. So in other words, Reuven lives in town, and Tony, the Eino Yehudi, owes Reuven money. Now, Reuven can't collect the debt on Shabbos. Now, Tony is here in town on Shabbos, but there's nothing stopping Tony from leaving. So Reuven wants to have Tony detained by the authorities in town so that he should be able to collect the debt. You're not allowed to do that, because any arrangements that you're going to make for Tony to be detained, why are you doing it? You're doing it to further and to facilitate the collection of your debt. That's classic Mimtzoi Chetzecha. You're pursuing your non-Shabbos pursuits, right? You're pursuing your financial pursuits on Shabbos by detaining this Eino Yehudi. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to detain the Eino Yehudi. Now, detaining the Eino Yehudi might not involve any kind of malach at all. Not Isuri Daraisa, not Isuri Darabana. But you're not allowed to do anything to pursue having Tony detained on Shabbos, because that would be an iser of Mimtzoi Chetzecha. Dezehu akol bechlal Mimtzoi Chetzecha. Aval, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yachol loymar achakach bechoil lashoifet. What you can do is, so you didn't do anything to detain Tony on Shabbos, so Tony left town. Now you could go to the police on Sunday, and you could say on Sunday, Aval yachol loymar achakach bechoil lashoifet. You could go to the judge or to the police officer or to the district attorney on Sunday, and you could say to them, Madua loy ikafta ha'ena Yehudi b'Shabbos. Why didn't you detain Tony in town on Shabbos? He owes me money. Why did you let him leave? Why didn't you hold on to him? Now, why are you doing this? The reason you're doing this is because you know that Tony has a habit of coming to town every Shabbos when you can't collect your money. Now, he came on Shabbos. You had to sit there and you had to, you know, what do they say? Grind your teeth and bear it, right? Grit your teeth. There was nothing you could do because it was Shabbos. There was nothing you could do. But after Shabbos, you could go to the authorities and say, why did you let him go? Why didn't you detain him? The reason you're doing that, says the Mishnah Berurah, is kidei sheyavin, so that the authority should understand v'yakvenu l'Shabbos haba k'sheyizdamen loy. The reason you're saying this to the authorities is because next week when Tony comes, you want the authorities to detain him. Now, what's not written here between the lines is, again, Tony came to town on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you couldn't say anything to the authorities. That's Mimtzoi Chetzecha. If Tony shows up again next Shabbos, you can have the same problem. Now, you can't go to the authorities on Sunday and say, listen, do me a favor. If Tony shows up next week, detain him. You're not allowed to do that. The reason you're not allowed to do that is because that would be an Amir La'akum problem. What kind of Amir La'akum? I'm talking to the Eino Yehudi on Sunday. I'm telling him on Sunday. But we learned in the Siman Reish Ayin Vav, you're not allowed to tell an Eino Yehudi to do malacha for you on Shabbos, even during the week. You can't go to an Eino Yehudi on Tuesday and say, do me a favor, on Shabbos, make a fire for me. Not allowed to do that. We saw different reasons. One possible reason is because you're making him a shliach. And then when he makes the fire on Shabbos, he's making the fire for you. right? So you're not allowed to do that. Another reason is because of Zilzul Shabbos. We're afraid that if you're allowed to instruct Einam Yehudim to do malacha for you on Shabbos, it's going to be a Zilzul, it's going to create a kalos in Shabbos, and you might come to do malacha on Shabbos. But whatever the exact reason is, you're not allowed to instruct an Einam Yehudi to do malacha for you on Shabbos, even if you're giving that instruction during the week. Now, the Amir La'akub is not only on something like making a fire, which is an issa malacha. Anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, whether it's an issa daraisa like making a fire, or it's an issa derabbanon like mimtzai cheftzecha v'daber davar, anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to instruct an Ein Yehudi to do it for you on Shabbos, even if you give over those instructions during the week. So now let's follow the math. You're not allowed to detain or do anything to pursue the detaining of the Eina Yehudi on Shabbos. That's Mimtzai Chetzecha. Therefore, even during the week, you're not allowed to tell the authorities, do me a favor, if Tony shows up on Shabbos, detain him. You're not allowed to do that, because for you to detain him would be Mimtzai Chetzecha. So for you to have the Eina Yehudi detain him is Amir La'akum. And therefore you can't even give the instructions to the Eina Yehudi during the week that he should detain him on Shabbos. But what you are allowed to do is what the Mishnah Berurah described over here. You're allowed to be meramiz. You're allowed to hint to the Eina Yehudi during the week that he should do something on Shabbos. So you could go to the authorities on Monday and you could say, look, I noticed that Tony was in town this past Shabbos. He owes me money. Why did you let him leave? Now, next week, if Tony shows up, they'll detain him. That you could do. Okay, let's go weiter in this interesting Mishnah Berurah here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubechuvas habach simen kuf mem vav, Matir, the Bach is Matir, mi sheyesh lo chayiv etzel ha'anos. Somebody has a criminal. An anos is a criminal. Somebody is owed money by a criminal. U'b'shabes noydaloi shehu yelech min ha'ir. You find out on Shabbos that this crook who's in town, this Eina Yehudi crook who's in town, is getting ready to leave town. The efsher shalo yoshiv oid, and there's a high degree of possibility that this Eina Yehudi crook is never going to show up again. Now, it looks from the Tshuva Sabach that this Eina Yehudi anos that we're talking about here is kind of like a mercenary. This is somebody who owes you money, he's in town, and he's like a gun for hire. You find out that he's leaving town. Where is he going? He's going to wage war for somebody. He's going to be a fighter. Now, you know that he's leaving to be a fighter. You know that there's a high degree of possibility that you're never going to see him again. So this is a case where you're really at risk to take a financial hit. This is not like the previous case where we were dealing with an Eina Yehudi who owes you money, and he's somebody who pops into town, he pops out of town, but you don't. It's not that you never expect to see him again. This Eina Yehudi that owes you money, you know that if he leaves town, you really don't expect to see him again. In that case, says the Bach, Mutter Lelech B'Shabbos Likpoil Olav Eitzel Asar Sheyifra'enu. In this case, you're allowed to go to the authorities on Shabbos that the authorities should make sure that this guy pays you back. Why? Because, again, Mimtzoi Cheftzecha V'Daber Davar, even though it's being based on a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Pashtus, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. And since it is a derabanan, b'makom pseida loygazru, the Chazal did not enforce mimtzai cheftzecha v'daber davar when there's a very reasonable chance that you're going to take a financial hit. Next case, Eina Yehudi sheyatafus eitzel ha'shofet b'shvil Yehudi shehaya chayiv loy. Back in the day, there was such a thing as a debtor's prison. So you have an Eina Yehudi, Tony, who owes a yid money. He owes Reuven money. And because he owes Reuven money and he hasn't paid back, they're holding him in prison. So you have this case where this Tony is in jail because he hasn't paid back Reuven. Yuchal loymer l'hashofet, Reuven is allowed to tell the authorities sheyekabel arvus me'ena Yehudi, that they should accept a guarantor on the loan. Another Ein Yehudi, So Vinny comes along to the authorities, and Vinny tells the, you can tell I'm from Staten Island. Vinny tells the authorities, look, I know that my friend Tony is in debtor's prison because he owes the Jew money. Listen, I'll be a guarantor on the loan. Let Tony go. But the authorities aren't going to let Tony go without Reuven's permission. In other words, the authorities aren't willing to just accept Vinny's guarantee of the loan without getting the Yid on board to agree that they should let Tony out of jail. In this case, says the Mishnah Brura, you're allowed to tell the authorities, yes, I'm willing to accept Vinny's guarantee, v'yaniach hatafus, and let Tony out of jail. Now, this needs a heter, because this would again be mimtzai cheftzecha v'dabar davar. By having this conversation with the authorities about the repayment of your loan, and about accepting Vinny as a guarantor on your loan, this is definitely mimtzai cheftzecha v'dabar davar, yet you are allowed to do this. And it would seem, again, that the reason you're allowed to do this is because, again, if not, you're going to take very well, very possibly, you're going to take a financial hit. Aval, however, says the Mishnah Brura, while you're allowed to have discussions about this arrangement, lo yomer lo, you cannot speak to the authorities and say, sheyichtoiv barkois. So if the authorities come to you and say, look, are you willing to accept Vinny's guarantee? You could say, yeah, I'll accept Vinny's guarantee, let Tony out of jail. That you could do. But you know what you can't do? You can't say, yeah, I'll take Vinny's guarantee, but I want it in writing, and I want it notarized, and I want it ratified by the court, and I want it entered into the court records. That you can't do. You know why? Because now you're doing Amir al-Akum on Ksiva. You're doing Amir al-Akum on a malacha. Kaisiv is a malacha. That you cannot do. Kasav el Yerab Simin Reish Mem Dalit. If you have an Eini Yehudi who owes you money, and you're afraid that he's going to leave town on Shabbos, you could go ahead and appear before him. You could arrange to go meet him before he leaves. In other words, again, you know that Tony is heading out of town. You're allowed to go ahead and visit Tony and arrange that Tony should give the repayment of the loan to Vinny. Why are you allowed to do this? Again, because we're afraid you're going to take a financial hit, and therefore we're going to relax. Mimtzai cheftzecha v'daber dover. V'oser la'akev nichse Reuven b'yad Shimon b'Shabbos. Literally, this means you're not allowed to have the property of Reuven held by Shimon on Shabbos. Oh boy, I forgot. I looked this up. Let me remember what this case was. This case was like a Maimed Shloshtun case. This was a case, give me 1 second here. Also, La'akev Nichse Reuven B'yad Shimon. Okay, Shimon owes Reuven money. Reuven owes Levi money, okay? So, Levi is owed money by Reuven. Reuven doesn't have the money to pay Levi, but Shimon owes Reuven money. Now, Levi is afraid that if Shimon goes ahead and pays Reuven, Levi's afraid he's never going to see the money. Levi's afraid that if Shimon pays Reuven, Reuven will take that money right away and spend it. So what Levi wants is, Levi wants to skip out Reuven. What Levi wants to say is, look, Shimon, you owe Reuven money. Reuven owes me money. But I'm afraid, Shimon, that if you go ahead and pay Reuven, you're going to pay Reuven the money, Reuven's going to go straight to the casino and he's going to gamble it away. And I'm never going to see my money. So what I want is you hold on to the money and don't pay Reuven. And instead of paying Reuven, pay me because he owes me that money. And you want to make this arrangement on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you want to go to Shimon and you want to tell Shimon, listen, Shimon, don't pay the money to Reuven. You're not allowed to pursue making this agreement on Shabbos because, again, this would be Mimtzai Cheftzecha V'Daber Davar. Therefore, also la'akev nichse Reuven b'yad Shimon b'Shabbos. Okay, let's continue over here in Sif Aleph. So if you go to the final words in the Shulchan Aruch at Kuf Amud Beis, continues the Mechaber. Va'afilu, very important halacha here, which will take some people by surprise. Va'afilu b'sichas devarim b'telim osur laharbois. Rabbeisai, when we say that it is an iser of daber davar, and when we say that your speech on Shabbos should not be like your speech during the week, till now what we've been talking about is you're not allowed to speak about doing things that are usher on Shabbos, on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, you don't talk about a trip you're going to take on Sunday. On Shabbos, you don't talk about a business deal that you're going to make on Sunday. On Shabbos, you don't talk about what you're going to cook for Malava Malka on Motzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to talk about cooking on Shabbos. So if Sunday is Erev Yom Tov, on Shabbos, you don't have a conversation about how I'm going to make a prime rib tomorrow for Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're not allowed to talk about cooking on Shabbos. Now, says the Mechaber, forget about talking about things that have to do with Meleches Isser. Afilu b'sichas dvarim b'telim asa laharbois. You shouldn't just sit around and schmooze about dvarim b'telim on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut and base, Dvarim B'Telem. Haynu she'ein behem zecher la'asiyas malacha v'la'asakim klal. We're talking about things that have nothing to do with malacha, they have nothing to do with business. V'gam ein behem divrei gnai v'kalus roish. We're not talking about speech that's inappropriate even during the week. That's not what we're saying. You shouldn't talk about it on Shabbos. It's not, you shouldn't talk about it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Certainly you shouldn't talk about it at Shabbos. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about stam shmuzerai. Shabbos is not a time to just stam sit around and shmooze. Because like the Mishnah Berurah says, the ilav hachi, the Mechaber is telling us a halachi here. He's telling us that even sichas dvarim b'telem, you shouldn't be marbe. You shouldn't spend a lot of time talking about dvarim b'telem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if he's talking about things that are issa malacha, or things that are business, already we know you're not allowed to talk about that. If he's talking about having inappropriate conversations, that you're not allowed to do even on Tuesday, right? So what's he telling me? So he says, no. He's saying, you're not allowed to talk about stam shmuzerai. That's not appropriate for Shabbos. Says the Ramah, top line, Hagab. Ubnei adam shesiper shmuis v'divrei chedushim hu einig lahem. You have people who like to talk about Sipur Shmuis. What are Sipur Shmuis? Again, it's schmoozing. I heard something interesting. Oh, yeah, you know what I heard? I heard this, I heard that. V'divrei chidushim is the news, right? You want to talk about what's the latest thing that Trump is doing and what's the latest thing that Musk is doing and what do the Democrats have to say about it and foreign policy and the economy and the says the Ramah, but adam shesiper shvois v'divrei chadushim u'oineg lahem. If this is what they enjoy, there are people like this. They enjoy talking politics. So if you enjoy talking about politics, mutter l'saprom b'Shabbos k'may b'chayil. It's mutter to talk about them on Shabbos the same way it's mutter to talk about them during the week. Now, if you're talking about the economy and how it affects your business, already you're going to have mitzvah of a daber dover. But it's time you want to shoot the breeze about politics. Oh, did you hear the latest thing that Trump said about this? And then the Democrats, Chuck Schumer said that. And Ben Shapiro was talking about it and he said this. And Mark Levin was talking about it and he said that. And the liberal guy said this. There are people that really love talking about this stuff. If you love talking about it, so you're allowed to talk about it on Shabbos. Aval misha enoy misanek. But somebody who doesn't enjoy this topic of conversation, sometimes you want to get into a conversation because you know your friend enjoys the conversation. You don't, but your friend does. Says the Ramah, no, we just said that Dvarim B'Telem is not really for Shabbos. The fact that you want to get into the conversation to give your friend pleasure, that's not a heter for you to get into the conversation. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut and gimel, oineg lahem. This is only true if it's something that the person enjoys, says the Mishnah Berurah. Also, l'saper b'Shabbos, ezer dover shemitzdar boy. You're not allowed to talk about things on Shabbos that will cause you aggravation. You're not allowed to get aggravated on Shabbos. Ois katan dalit mutter. So the language of the Ramah was, you enjoy talking politics, it's mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah. Mikamakiv, nevertheless, yizoher melaham shechar bebazeh. Don't get into long conversations about it. And he reminds us why. Daf bedavar shu einig gamur. Even things that are really einig Shabbos. Kamay achila ushtia v'shena. Like Suda Shabbos, eating and drinking and taking a Shabbos nap. Mevor b'simen reish tzadik. We saw in simen reish tzadik. Ube beis yosef b'simen reish peches. De'ein laham shecharbe. You're not supposed to take up a very long time with the tanugim of achila, shtia, taking a nap. And he explains to us why. De'la'elu she'enam oiski b'toyra b'mais achil. If you're not somebody who's zoche to be learning all week, if you're a businessman and you're busy in your business all week, so then nitein Shabbos ikaroi ledivrei Torah. Then we learned earlier, if you're somebody who works all week and you don't spend your time in the Bais Medrash all week, then Shabbos is given to you to be in the Bais Medrash learning Torah. We learned earlier that really it's an interesting thing. A Talmud Chacham who spends his whole week learning, he could spend more time on Shabbos, on Achila, Shtia, taking a nap. A working person who doesn't spend his time in the Bais Medrash during the week, he has to spend his Shabbos in the Bais Medrash. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Memanovshach. If you're a working person, then the Ikar of Shabbos is supposed to be spent in the Bais Medrash. Even if you're a learning person, so you don't have to spend the main part of your time on Shabbos learning, still in all, still you shouldn't be taking up your whole afternoon shooting the breeze about politics. That's tam bittel Torah. So what? So you learn all week. Doesn't mean that you just have a heter to be mevatel Torah on Shabbos. Ice cotton hay, sapram, you're allowed to talk about these things, says the Mishnah Berurah. Despite the fact that the Ramah says that if talking politics is an einig for you, it's a mutter to do, says the Mishnah Berurah, lav mishnas chasidim hi. But this is not the minig of chasidim. Chasidim over here doesn't mean strimal and pious. Chasidim over here means a very pious individual. It's not the minig of a very pious individual to spend his Shabbos afternoon talking politics. V'hanishmar miladaber divrei chayil. Somebody who watches himself from just talking, you know, divrei chayil, things that are not Torah, things that are not mitzvah, Kadosh ye omer loy. They will call him a kadosh. They'll call him a holy individual. V'anshei Maisa nisarim b'yoser mizeh. The Chavetz Chaim tells us that Anshei Maisa were very careful about this. Shaloy ledaber b'shabes afilu dvar mechrechiyim ki im b'loshon ha-kodesh. Very interesting minig that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. He says that Anshei Maisa had a minig that whatever they spoke about on Shabbos, even things that were necessary to speak about, they only spoke in Lashon HaKodesh. Why? V'nira, it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, she'taymam hu, the reason for this was, l'migdar milsa, to make a geder, to make a fence, k'dei she'lo yavoyu l'sicha b'teila. This was a way of reminding themselves that Shabbos is not an appropriate time for a stam shmuzerai. So therefore, whatever they said in Lashon HaKodesh as a reminder. Kein kasab el yarabah. Isa b'shla, the shla brings down, kibalti, the shla says, I was makabel. Adam ha-mevakar l'chavera b'shabbos b'shachris, when somebody greets his friend in the morning on Shabbos, lo yarma lo kidera sha'omra b'choyel tzafra tova. You shouldn't say good morning, the same way you do every day of the week. Rak yarma lo Shabbos tova. You should say good Shabbos. And he puts here in the brackets, B'loshon Kodesh. Preferably, you should do it in Lashon HaKodesh, Shabbat Shalom. Ay B'loshon Chol, Kibinagenu Ayoyim. Or you say it in a weekday language like we do nowadays. In the days of the Chavetz Chaim and Radin, it probably was a Guten Shabbos in Yiddish. Nowadays, Good Shabbos. But the point is, you meet somebody on Monday morning, you say good morning. You don't say happy Monday. But on Shabbos, when you meet somebody, you say good Shabbos. Why? Kedei L'kayim, Zachar es yoyim ha-shabbos l'kadshoi. This is a way of getting yourself another mitzvah. You're being mekayim the pasuk in the Aseres Hadibris. Zachar es yoyim ha-shabbos. Mention the day of Shabbos l'kadshoi to be mekadosh it. Ois katan vav. While you're allowed to talk politics if you enjoy it, but the Ramah said, but if you don't enjoy it and you just want to get into the conversation to give your friend enjoyment, that's not a heter. Kedei she'yasani. Te'ein loy lavar al v'dabar davar b'shvil chaveroi. because you shouldn't go against the spirit of Dabar Dover. It's not straight out an Isser of Dabar Dover to talk politics, but it goes against the spirit of Dabar Dover. The spirit of Dabar Dover is that your topic of conversation and your speech on Shabbos is not supposed to be the same as during the week. So you shouldn't go against the spirit of Dabar Dover b'shvil chaveroi in order to give your friend some hana of having a good conversation in politics. But v'imuhu misanik b'mashehei misangim, but if it's going to give you pleasure, right? You're going to get pleasure out of pleasuring your friend. So imhu misanik b'mashehei misangim, if you're going to get pleasure from the fact that you're giving hanot to your chaver, efshir d'yesh lahakel, could be then, you could be mekel. Okay, let's move on to Sif Beis, three lines down, says the Mechaber. Aser liskar payalim. You're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. Now, hire workers doesn't mean that you're going to give them their first week's pay. Hire workers mean you're walking on the street and you see a crew of laborers, you know, standing on the street corner looking for work. And you say, look, today's my Shabbos. I don't do any work on Shabbos, but I could use a good framing crew next week on Monday. Do you guys want to work on Monday next week? And they say, sure. So you're basically contracting them on Shabbos. You tell them, show up to the work site on Monday morning. We'll talk then. Says the Mechaber, also liskar poilim. You are not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. Now, why not? So we know the answer. Mimtzai cheftzecha. You're pursuing your business pursuits on Shabbos. You're right. There's no iser malacha involved in your verbally contracting them to come to work on Monday. But that's mimtzai cheftzecha. You're pursuing your business pursuits on Shabbos. So halacha number one, oscar liskar poilim. Then, because it is oscar for you to contract workers on Shabbos, the loy loymar le'ena Yehudi liskar poilim b'Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to go ask an ena Yehudi to contract workers for you on Shabbos. So, if you're walking on the street Shabbos afternoon and you bump into your ena Yehudi construction site manager, you can't tell him, listen, I saw some laborers two blocks down on the corner. Why don't you contract them for Monday morning? You're not allowed to do that either. Now, first of all, that alone would probably be b'mitzvah cheftzach v'dabar davar. But aside from the fact that for you to do that is b'mitzvah cheftzach v'dabar davar, you're also doing amir la'akum. You're telling your Eina Yehudi business manager to do something that you yourself are not allowed to do. So therefore, that would be a forbidden form of amir la'akum. So again, also liskar poilim, you are not allowed to contract laborers. V'loy larmer le'ni Yehudi liskar loy poilim b'Shabbos. And you're also not allowed to ask another Eina Yehudi to go contract laborers for you on Shabbos. Because since you're not allowed to do it, you're not allowed to ask an Eina Yehudi to do it for you. Afal pi she'ena Yisrael tzarech lo'isa malacha ela la'achar Shabbos. Even though, when do you need the laborers? You don't want to contract the laborers to do work on Shabbos. You want to contract the laborers to do work on Monday. Doesn't matter. You're still not allowed to do it. She'kol ma shehu asar la'asaysay, because anything that you are not allowed to do, asar loymar le'eni Yehudi la'asaysay. You're not allowed to instruct an Eini Yehudi to do it for you. So again, you are not allowed to contract the laborers. You can't ask an Eini Yehudi to contract the laborers for you. Continues the Mechaber, we spoke about this earlier in this year. Even to ask the Eina Yehudi to do it on Erev Shabbos. So, you didn't leave the office yet on Friday afternoon. It's 5 o'clock, Shabbos is 7 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock, you're still in the office Friday afternoon. You turn to your construction manager and you say, listen, on Saturday afternoon, you have a lot of the laborers hanging around on the street corners looking for work. So tomorrow afternoon, go out and contract some workers for Monday. Not allowed to do that. Because even though you're talking to your construction manager on Erev Shabbos, but what are you doing? You're instructing him to do something on Shabbos that you yourself are not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to give over those instructions even on Erev Shabbos. Either because you're making him a shliach, to do something on Shabbos that you are not allowed to do on Shabbos, or because, like the Rambam says, it's going to cause a kilkel in Shabbos. It's going to make a kula on Shabbos, and then you might come to do it yourself on Shabbos. But for whatever the reason, you're not allowed to do it. Aval, however, continues the Mechaber, Mutter loimaloi achar Shabbos, you're allowed to say to your Ein Yehudi worker, let's say, after Shabbos. So you meet your construction manager on Sunday, you could say to him, loimaloi osisa davar plaini b'Shabbos shavar. Why didn't you hire laborers on Shabbos afternoon? You know that the laborers hang around on the street corner on Shabbos afternoon. You know that we need workers for Monday. Why didn't you hire them on Shabbos? Afapisha maven mitoch dvarav sheritzaynoi sheyasena b'Shabbos haba. Your Eniyudi site manager is going to realize that the reason you're telling this to him on Sunday is so that next week on Shabbos afternoon, he should take advantage of the laborers hanging around on the street corners, and he should hire a bunch of laborers. So you're being meramis to him that he should do it next week, but you're not giving him instructions to do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katan Zayin, Aser, Sif Zeh V'Chein HaSeifim De LaKamon, this coming Sif, Sif Beis, and also the next Sifim that are going to come, Sif Gimel, Sif Dal, and Sif Hey, Masha Aser, when the Mechaber is going to tell us that something is osir, like he does here in the beginning of Sif Beis, he says, osir liskar poyalim. You're not allowed to hire laborers on Shabbos. Why is that osir? You're not allowed to hire laborers on Shabbos because that's pursuing your business interests on Shabbos. So that's mimtzei chefzecha. Da'akol b'chlal asiyas chafotzav, because all of the examples that the Mechaber is going to give us, they're all cases of furthering your business pursuits. Aizkot m'ches, liskar loy payalim, you're not allowed to tell an Ein Yehudi to contract laborers for you on Shabbos. V'huadin, the same halacha applies, this is a very important Mishnah Berurah. V'huadin, the same halacha applies, kol davar she'asar li'Yisrael lasois mitzad hadin. Anything that a Yid is not allowed to do mitzad hadin. Anything that's asar lahalacha for a Yid to do on Shabbos, asar loimer la'ein Yehudi lasoisai. You're not allowed to instruct an Ein Yehudi to do it for you. Whether it's in Issa Daraisa or in Issa Darabanan, like mitzay chetzachav et dabar davar, anything you're not allowed to do, like hiring laborers, which is mimtzei chefzecha and isit rabbanon, you're not allowed to tell an Ein Yehudi to do it for you on Shabbos. Ava b'davar she'enei ela minig v'chumra ba'alma, but if something is not aser me'ikar adin, it's just a minig that we don't do it, or it's a chumra that we don't do it. That, shari larmer la'ein Yehudi la'asaisai, that you would be allowed to tell an Ein Yehudi to do. Ois katan tes b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to tell an Ein Yehudi to do it for you on Shabbos. You're not allowed to tell an Ein Yehudi to hire workers for you after Shabbos. So Shabbos afternoon, you bump it to your site manager, and you remember learning, oh, I'm not allowed to tell him to hire laborers on Shabbos. But you know what? Shabbos is over early nowadays. The laborers will probably still be on the street corners after Shabbos. So I'll tell the site manager, look, do me a favor. After my Sabbath is over, go ahead and hire some laborers for Monday morning. And I'll tell them that either. You know why? Because you're not allowed to do it. It would be mimtzei chefzecha. So you're not allowed to tell him to do it. What I mean is, you're not allowed to give him the instruction, take back what I just said. Rewind the tape and take back what I just said. It's not really accurate. The reason you're not allowed to tell him to do it on Motzei Shabbos is because you telling him to do it is mimtzei chefzecha v'dabar davar. Eis katan yud, but you're allowed to tell him, why didn't you do X, Y, Z on Shabbos? Even though he's going to realize that what you're really telling him is, make sure to do it next Shabbos. Eis katan yud, afa pisha maven, ritzayna larma, what the Mechaber wants to say is, afilu hachi mutter, this is still mutter. Kevin she'ena armaloi beferish rak derech remez, since you're not giving him explicit instructions, you're just hinting to him. V'loidami l'mashikasav haramah b'hagob b'sifchav beiz, This is not the same as what we're going to see in a Ramah later on in Sifchav Beis. Da'afilu derech remez lasayis b'Shabbos aser. You're not allowed to give even a hint to an any Yehudi to do something on Shabbos. A lot of people make that mistake. A lot of people think that Amir La'akub is always mutter if you tell it in the derech of a hint. That's not true. Hasam kishem ramez lay b'Shabbos gufa al zeh chaber tvei. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cutting it out. Sherit Sinai Sheyasena. The Eina Yehudi is going to chop that what you're really telling him is that he should make sure to do it next week. Mikam Makim, nevertheless, even though you're allowed to give the hint to the Eina Yehudi that he should do something next week on Shabbos, still, Mikam Makim, Lo Yehana HaYisrael Ma'isa Malacha Adachar Shabbos. Whenever an Eina Yehudi does something for you on Shabbos, even though you didn't instruct him to do it, you gave him a hint in a way that's mutter. But if he goes ahead and he performs an act for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get hanah from that act on Shabbos. Kedin ein Yehudi she'asa malacha l'tzarech Yisrael. We learned this already earlier when we said if an ein Yehudi, let's say, lights a fire for you on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get hanah from it on Shabbos. Inami mayri b'davar she'ein gof ha'Yisrael nene mimenu. Or you could say that when the Mechaber says over here that you're allowed to drop a hint to the ein Yehudi during the week, why didn't you do X, Y, Z on Shabbos, even though he's going to understand, and therefore he's going to do it next Shabbos? And the Mechaber doesn't make the point of saying, but if he does do it next Shabbos, you're not allowed to get enough from it on Shabbos. Could be the Mechaber is talking about a different case. He's talking about a case where whatever it is that the Eini Yehudi is going to do on Shabbos is not something like lighting a fire that you're going to get direct benefit from. Like you already have a fire, you already have a candle burning for light, and the Ein Yehudi is just going to add on to it. Even if the Ein Yehudi does it on his own, but he's doing it for you, you're not allowed to have Hano. Okay, we're going to stop over here. We'll continue next time here in Sashem with Siv Gimel. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. We discuss of Liman HaTorah. We should be making against Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem should send Yeshuas, Refuas, Parnasa, Shiduchim, to those in need. We should be zayich to see the B'ezkel Tzedek. B'mehar v'yameinu. Amen. Be well.